The Gemara just quoted the din on Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, that if a person forgot to say a Yalav Yavai in the Birchas Hamazon and didn't start a Teva Meitav yet, there's a special bracha to say. So the Balei HaTosfos had a machlokes, what's the din in Shemoneh Esrei? We had it before, in the first term. Rabbeinu Hanan, who was the son of the Ri, thought that the same is true regarding Yalav Yavai in the Shemoneh Esrei. If a person forgot Yalav Yavai, and he finished but he didn't start Vaidim yet. So it's the same as over here. Not just like over here. The Haskara should be mentioned either in Rachim or immediately following Rachim. So too in the Shemoneh Esrei, the Haskara of Yalav Yavai should be either in the middle of Ritzei, immediately following Ritzei. And his father, the Ri, disagreed. And the Rishonim quote two distinctions. Number one, here there's no issue of hefsek. The Birchas Hamazon is over min haTorah and mid Rabbanim, because when we assume haTov HaMeitav lav deraisa, it means not only that it's not part of the benching min haTorah, it's not even part of the benching mid Rabbanim. The Birchas Hamazon is over, and haTov HaMeitav is a bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the benching. So there's no issue of hefsek over here. So you say a special bracha, Baruch Hashanos from Shabbosos leMenucha, and so on. There's no issue of hefsek, but in the Shemoneh Esrei, he's still in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chachamim were never misaking that you can say Yalav Yavai in between, in between Ritzei and Moedim. So one issue is that'll be a hefsek. The other issue is the Gemara doesn't say here that you say Ritzei Yalav Yavai in between Bainu Rachma Yishalayim Amen and Atev Ameitiv. You have to say this bracha that they composed. And if you don't remember the bracha, you don't have a siddur, you just remember how to say Yitzei Yalav Yavai. You don't say Yitzei Yalav Yavai. You have to say it within a bracha. If you say Yitzei Yalav Yavai in the middle of Rachim, so you're saying in the middle of a bracha, start with Rachman Al Yisrael Amachu Yishalayim Yirecha. Then you end up Bainu Rachma B'Shalayim Amen, and you said Ritzei Yalav Yavai in the middle. If you forgot it, then you want to say it afterwards. You say it in the middle of this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Baruch Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos LeYisrael LeMenucha, and so on. You say it. They composed the bracha. They had whoever composed it. They composed the bracha over here. But in Shemoneh Esrei, you finished Amachzeh Shchinasa LeTzion. Finished that bracha. He didn't start Moedim yet, so in between one bracha and the other, you're going to mention the Indian of Yalav Yavai. It's not within the framework of a bracha, it's in between brachas. So these were the two tainas that the Rishonim had. Different Rishonim presented two different tainas that the Ri had against the Rabbeinu Elchanan. See, he held that it was wrong. But then the Or HaZeruah quotes the story that once the Ri was davening next to the Rabbeinu Tam in Paris, and Rosh Chodesh, and Rabbeinu Tam, he overheard the way the Rabbeinu Tam forgot to say Yalav Yavai in the Shemoneh Esrei, and he finished Hamachzeh Shchinasa L'Tzion, and he didn't start Moedim, so he said Yalav Yavai there, like the Rabbeinu Chana. So once the Ri overheard that the Rabbeinu Tam did like his son, like the Rabbeinu Chana, so he gave in to the son. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that. Then they extrapolate from this Rabbeinu Elchanan that the same is true. If a person forgot the Saint Alamotar, if a person forgot the Saint Alamotar, the Bracha and Baruch Aleinus, maybe he can say before he starts, what's he after? Baruch Hashanah, Tekah B'Shev HaGadol L'Chei Seinu. Before he starts the next Bracha, Tekah B'Shev HaGadol, he can say the Saint Alamotar. Whenever you forgot something in the middle of a Bracha, as long as you say it immediately following, before you start the next Bracha, maybe that's the same. It's not exactly the same at all, because the same Talmud Talbracha is in the middle of a sentence. That's the middle of a sentence. Yalav Yavai or Tzei is an insert. It's a self-contained paragraph that you say kerplunk in the middle of a bracha, middle of Birchas Hamazon. You say after Rachim Nal Yisrael Amecha before Nevi Shalaim Bein Rachim Nevi Shalaim Amein. So you insert a whole paragraph in the middle. And if you didn't say it there, the Gemara said the takana was, you should either say it in the middle of that bracha or immediately following that bracha before you start any other bracha. starting on Tavemeitiv is the equivalent to Akiras Raglov, and then you have to start all over again from the beginning of the Bichos Amos. but in the Saint Talmud of the Bracha, it's not an insert, it's not a paragraph, it's not a line that you insert in the middle of the Bracha. That's an integral part of the Bracha. The Saint Talmud is mamish one sentence. So that's what the dings are, but that says in Shulchan Aruch like that. Shulchan Aruch has extended it. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there should be big room to distinguish between the two. But fa'afam, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so we're up to the next Mishnah. Ketzad Mizamnim Ramem Tesan Beis. Ketzad Mizamnim B'shloshem Nevorech B'shloshem V'hoam Baruch Hu. Is one preferable to the other? Is Baruch Hu better? That's what Gemara is going to discuss. Basara, you say Nevorech Elokeinu, you need all 10 to be able to say the Shem. If you had Basara B'hu, if you have 11 people, so the Mizamim can say Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Shachanam Shlov Tivu Chayinu. Because there's a minyan without him. He doesn't have to say Nevarech, you don't need me for the Mizuman of Asara. They could have had Asara without him. Then the Mishnah makes a statement, Echad Asara Echad Asara Ribo, whether you have 100,000 or you have 10 people, the same Nusa. Baruch Elokeinu Shachanam Shlov Tivu Chayinu. But then the Mishnah says not so. The Mea Hu Oimer and the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. If you have exactly 100 people, you say the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. Mea Behu, if you have 101 people, you say Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Be'elef, you say the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you have Be'elef Behu, if you have 1,001 people, and you would have had this fancy mezuman without him, then he says Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you have Beribo, if you have 10,000, then you say even a fancy on the Sachabrach. If you have exactly 10,000, including the Mezamein, who can count so high? That's what Tosis says. We don't pass like this, probably because we can't keep track. How can you keep track exactly that you have so many people? So if you have Beribo, exactly 10,000 people, you say in the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Kaisa, Kate, Svoka, Siyashak, Ruvim. If you have a Ribo Behu, if you have 10,000 and one, then they could have said this fancy Nusach HaBrach without me, because you have 10,000 without me, then you say Baruch Hu. Kin Yishu Mevarach Kachu Enim Achrab. The same way the Mezamin says, that's how the others should answer. Let's say the Mezamin didn't realize that there were 10 people. He said, Nevarach Shachan Meshlov Tibuchayinu. Farfal, so the others shouldn't say, Nevarach Elokeinu. If the Mezamit didn't say Elokeinu, then the other shouldn't answer. Or if you don't have 10, and the Mezamit said Nevarach Elokeinu, so he made a mistake. So you have to tell him he made a mistake. You don't say he say whatever he said. You say whatever he said. If he said incorrectly, he said Nevarach Shachanam Shalai, even though there were Asar. So you don't answer Nevarach Elokeinu, because he didn't say that. But if he did say Elokeinu Shalai, he didn't, then the thing is you have to correct him. You shouldn't say Elokeinu. I think so. You have to correct him, and he has to say it over without the Haskoras Hashem. Kinyan Shuhu Mevarech, just like the Mezamin says, Karach Enim Acharov. Namely, if you have Rebo, say, so Baruch Hashem Elkein, Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzvokas, Yoshua Kruvim, Allah Mozen Shachana. Fine. Then the Mishnah quotes a Machlokes HaTanoim, and the Gemara says, we had already quoted that Machlokes HaTanoim. We're just identifying who their names are. V'yosag l'liyam l'fi roif ha'kol heim v'vach m'shinah v'makelis baruch ha'lokim Hashem v'makel Yisrael. V'makelis means depending how big the crowd is, that's how you determine what Nusach should be. So if you have only 3, say in the baruch shaham shalav, if you have asar, you say in the baruch ha'lokeinu. If you have 100, you say in the baruch Hashem ha'lokeinu. If you have 1,000, you say fancy Nusach. You have 10,000, you say fancier. And that was Rabbi Yosef Glili. And then Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amar Rabbi Akiva, he disagrees. And the line that was inserted in the Mishnah, Echad Asar Aribo, that follows Rabbi Akiva. Gemara said that's the answer to the contradiction in the Mishnah. Mishnah is quoting the two different opinions of Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. And the Halacha L'maisa, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, it's not correct. He disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili. Mamun sein beis haknes lechem ruben lechem loat mamun baruch es Hashem. You don't change the nusach when you say baruch. So too, when you bench mezumin, you shouldn't change the nusach, and that's how we paskin lala. Then the Mishnah ends off that we don't paskin like, we don't 100% paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says in the Beis HaKnesset, he said, Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and we follow Rabbi Shmuel on this. Baruch Hu Hashem, Hamavai Roch. If I say Baruch Hu Hashem, I'm giving instruction, I'm giving it tzibit to the others, they should say a bracha. Sounds like I'm not going to say a bracha. We say Nevarech. You say, either you say Nevarech, but in shul you don't say Nevarech, you say Baruch Hu Hashem. So you say Baruch Hu Hashem, Hamavai Roch. So you're including yourself also in the recitation of the bracha. So that's what Shmuel says. Amar Shmuel Yonam Ayotzi Adam Etzatzma Min HaKlal. You should always include yourself. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says on the last line. We pass like Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hu Hashem, Hamavayroch. And it's preferable to say Nevarech. The Gemara said if you have 101 people, then you can say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Elokeinu, Shachanu Mishalayim. If you have only 100, you have to say Nevarech. So is it preferable to say Baruch Hu? Or just if you want to, you may, but it's really preferable to say Nevarech. So that's what Shmuel says. It's always preferable to say Nevarech. The other Malyotzi Atzman HaKlal should always include. Very more Tanan, but doesn't it seem to say Faket from the Mishnah? B'shlosha B'hu, I'm a Baruch Hu. Doesn't it sound like if you have 4 people and the Mezamen, the other 3 could have made a Mezumen without me? So it sounds like it's preferable to say Baruch Hu. Not preferable to say Nevarech. So Gemara says, no, that's not how to read the Mishnah. Eima, read it like this. Say like this, Av Baruch. If you want to say Baruch is good, but really it's better to say Nevarech. Only come on Nevarech Arif. It's either equal or preferable to say Nevarech.
You said that we originally learned Mizumina from Galu Hashem Iti. Rashi said there, it says that it's one person telling 2 people praise God. How come nobody here suggested, well, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hu sounds more correct?
Mm-hmm. Good point. I don't know. That's a kasha should be raised by the Rishon. I don't know. That sounds like a good kasha. I don't know. So the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, that you shouldn't read the Mishnah that Baruch Hu is preferable. If you have 4 people, if you have 11 people, if you have 101 people, if you have 1,001 people, it's always better to say Baruch Hu rather than say Nevarech. So the Gemara says, no, Av Baruch Hu. If you want, you can say Baruch Hu. But really, it's either just as good to say Nevarech or maybe even preferable to say Nevarech. Odif. Dam Rav Arabarav, Amit Be Rav. Tanina, he has a raya. He has a raya that it's not preferable to say Baruch Hu. That it's not preferable. It's either equal or it's preferable to say Nevarech. What does it say? Shisha. Nechlokim Ad Asar. That's the next Mishnah. Let's take a look at the next Mishnah, Nun Amar Aleph. Shlosh Shachl Hachsein Hashem Lecholik. Chain Dalet Vehei. If you have 3, 4, 5 people, they're not allowed to split because they're going to split up. So 3 are going to have a mezumen, and the others are not going to bench mezumen. So they're going to be left out. It's an added kiyum. It's a better kiyum amitzvah to bench mezumen. If you have Shisha, Nechlokim ad asar. If you have 6 people, you can split up until the point that you have 10. Asar ein nechlokim ad chof. If you have 20 people, then you can split the 10 and 10. But if you have vav, nechlokim ad asar. If you have 6 people, they can split 3 and 3. So on the top line, the Gemara, on top line, nun amar alav, so Rav Arab raises an issue. Tinino, it says in the Mishnah, Amri Beirav says in Rav's Yeshiva, they said the following. It says in the Mishnah, Vav Nechlokim Arasora, you can split into 2 different groups. Yamr B'shleim Menevarech Adiv. If you say that it's equal, or Nevarech is even better, it's Amishim Mahachi Nechlokim. That's why there's nothing wrong with splitting 3 and 3 if you have 6. Ela Yamr, but if you're going to say the way we thought originally incorrectly, mistakenly thought Baruch Hu Adiv is better to say Baruch. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. Amai Nechlokim, you're going to have a better Kima Mitzvah if you're going to have the whole group. If you're going to break up into 2 groups of 3 and 3, then each group is just going to say Nevarech. But if you're going to leave 4, the group is going to have 4, then you'll be able to say Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu stands from the Mishnah. Baruch Hu is the preferable. So why does the Mishnah say that if you have 6, you're allowed to split? So it's a raya. Lalav shmamen on the baruch adav shmamen. You don't gain anything by saying baruch hu. Either the baruch is equal, the baruch is better. Sure. Danam yachi. Nothing to complain. It's equally acceptable. Hanakdadim, those who are very medaktik, are tovsim osal al kach. Why are they tovsim osal al kach? Why? Because they think that it's better to say which one. Doesn't say which one is preferable. I don't know. You got to look in the Tosefta. The nakdadim are the medaktikim, the makbin and every shvanah and shvanach and amapike and everything. The Nakdarim, so which one do they think is preferable?
Both?
Huh?
From both sides.
Yeah?
Both of them.
Yeah, so which way?
Both of them.
There are people who are makbid that this people are not like that. That's what it means. Could be, I don't know. You have to look in the Mefarshim and Tosefta. Which way did the Nakdarim hold? Does it mean on both sides? How can you tell? From the way a person recites a bracha keitzad, beizetzad, how can you tell? Rabbi Omer, if you say uvetuvo chayinu, hareza tamachacham. But if you say umituvo chayinu, hareza bur. Why is it not so clear? What's wrong? Hareza bur. Pesach gives a pshat. It's a little unclear in the Gemara. What's wrong with umituvo chayinu? If this is the only thing to thank God about is the food, we have some of the other things to thank God for our health, that we're alive. It's unclear. Rashi says, Not sure. But the Gemara says that that's improper. Umi tubuchayinu is a bur. Uvi tubuchayinu, that's how we say that's correct. Frank Markasha, Amalei Abayla Rabdimi, Ibid says, Vaksiv, Umi Mirchosa, Yivarech Beis Avdecha, Lioilam. So what's wrong with me, Birchoscha? So what's wrong if we say, Umi Tuluchayinu? After the Gemara, Bishela Shaini, Mirchosa, Yivarech Beis Avdecha, Lioilam. He's praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're praying, if you're asking for Bakosha, Rashi writes, Bishela Shaini, if you're asking, begging, so he asked for a little amount, but in Birchas Hamazon you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking him. So umi tuluchayinu sounds like you're only praising him on a little bit. Umi birchas chibar beisab dechadion. You're asking, so you're asking for a little bit. It's not derech eretz to ask for a lot. You ask for a little bit at a time. Dragon Mar b'sheila nami aksiv harche pircha v'amalehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to give a lot. So what's so bad? That goes on learning. But on Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, what was the kasha? Why is that a kasha? Why is that a kasha? Nachamo. To ask b'sheil shani, that you're allowed to ask for a smaller amount, but to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say a bigger praise. Uvetuvcha, not mituvoi chayinu. Then the Gemara says b'sheil nami haksiv harchepich mamalei. What is the kasha? Why not ask for more? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says harchepich mamalei. Ask for more. Open up your mouth, and I'll give you a lot. Ask for more. So the pasuk in Tanakh, pasuk Adilim says that it is proper to ask for an awful lot. Everything more, yeah. That you're allowed to ask for a lot, but if you ask for a lot of riches, to ask for a lot of food, that's not right. You ask for a little at a time, but to ask for more Torah mitzvahs, that is proper. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yaima b'tuv chayim hareze tamachachem. B'tuv chayim. Harezebur. What is it? Uvetuvoi chayim. We all live bituvo harezebur. Why is the difference? What do you say? Tuvo chayinu. We are all living, and out of the goodness of God. But if you say bituvo chayim, means people live in the goodness of God. Rashi says hotzi atzma min haklal. That's what Shmuel said. The other mal yotzi atzma min haklal. So you should always say bituvo chayinu. We all live out of the goodness of God, rather than say v'tuvu chayim, people live. You should include yourself v'tuvu chayinu. Okay. Nar b'loy masni ipcha v'leisilchazok nar b'loy. They hold that what? It's better to say v'tuvu chayim rather than to say B'tuvah Chayinu, and we don't accept their sheet. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi ha'reisa tamachachem, Nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi. You should say a bracha to the one who supplied us with all the food. Ha'reisa tamachachem. We believe the mezainis come in Hashemayim. Parnasa comes min Hashemayim. Nevorech le'mi she'achalnu mishaloi ha'reisa bur. Why? Rashi. Le'mi she'achalnu mishaloi mashma merubim hein zezon. Zezon azev, zezon azev. The feet dvarv mevorach es bal habayis. Lemisha achalna mishalo. Sounds like each person should give a blessing to the one who's to his parents, who are paying for his food. Nevorach lemi, nevorach shachalna mishalo means everybody ate from the same barayilum. Different people eating together. So different. All the parents pay for the children's food in the yeshiva, and they're all eating in the cafeteria. So we're saying the Varech Shachana Mishalo is one being, so that's the Rabban Shalom, is the ultimate one who gives everybody Parnasa. But if we say the Varech Lemi Shachana Mishalo, sounds like each one of us should thank our parents or the one who gives them the Mezainas. So you don't want it to be unclear. Lemi Shachana Mishalo, Harei Zebu. Shait. Om le Rav Achbe de Rav le Rav Ashi, yes, Takashi, is that true? He said, Lemi Shachana Mishalo. Sounds like he's saying a blessing to Abbas of Adam, to the parents, because each one has a different one. Each one should bless the one. Lemisha Hanum Shalai. Ibn Harmin, Lemisha Lav Zain Rulanu. It's called Anisim Ho'elu on Pesach night. He said, the Bracha Shev Gyalani, we call us Havasain Mitzrayim. Yeah? Lemisha Lav Zain Rulanu, it's on Anisim Ho'elu. Lemisha is one being. We're all praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you say that when you say Lemi, has a connotation of different people, and it sounds like it's a bust of Adam. It's not true. The bracha that he said Pesach night, we're all referring to the Rabbi Shalom. So Rav Ashi answers him, Nein, Omaleh, Rav Ashi answers, Hasa Muchacham Nilset. Misha Osa Labasein, Rolon, Asa Nisim Ha'eloi. That's not a bust of Adam. That's only the Rabbi Shalom can make Nisim. He's the one who created, he instituted the whole Teva, so he can break the Chukia Teva. Hasa Muchacham Nilset, from the text of the bracha, it's clear. Man Ovid Nisim, Kod Shabrih, Shai. Amr Rabbi Yechon, Baruch Shachalna Mishalo, Hareza Tamachachem, Baruch Shachalna Mishalo, blessed be the one, the Rabbanu Shalom, that he supplies us with all the food. What if we say, Alamazan Shachalna Mishalo, Hareza Bur? What's so terrible if he says, Alamazan Shachalna Mishalo? Why? Alamazan Shachalna Mishalo? Same thing. What does it say on the side? The Havigirsa. The Mischazi Kimad, the Mevorach Leile Mazan, Rifa Rosh. That's the Girsa that they had in Ingmar. The Mevorach Ala Mazan, Shachanam Shalom, sounds as if you're blessing the food. Sounds as if you're giving a blessing on the food. You say, Mevorach Shachanam Shalom, as opposed to Baruch Shachanam Shalom, as opposed to Baruch Shachanam Baruch. What would the other Nusach be? How would you say the other Nusach? I don't even know how the Nusach would read. Baruch She'achalna Mishaloi is the correct Nusach. Hareis Atam Chochem. And if you say, Alamazan She'achalna, Hareis Ebur. Baruch Alamazan She'achalna. I don't know what the other Nusach is. I don't know what is possible to say the other Nusach. I don't know. Amar Avunu Beidu Rebbe Shaloi Amar Nele B'Shloi Shadalak Hashem Shamayim. Then it's unclear whether he means to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless the food. Aval Basar, Dik Hashem Shammai, Mucha Milsa, then it's obvious that he's blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddushan. Kin Yeshuv Mevarach Kacha, and Amachma Baruch Hashem, Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzvokas, Eshgum, Alamazan, Shachan, Mishalom. If he said explicitly, blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alamazan, so it's clear that you're not saying a blessing to the food, you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't be sloppy when you say a bracha. You should say the bracha in a very clear-cut fashion that it's obvious that you're praising HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. Then the Gemara asked, there's an internal stirim in Ebay in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Echad Asar V'Echad Asar Ribo, say the same text, so Gufa Kasha, Amad Echad Asar V'Echad Asar Ribo, whether it's 10 people or 100,000 people, Ribo is 10,000 people. And Asar Ribo is 100,000 people, so Amad Ki Adorin, and he say the same Nusach, Varitari b'mei oimer b'elef oimer b'ri b'hu oimer and so on. Amar Rabbi Yosef v'lo kasha, Amar Rabbi Yosef v'lo Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Akiva ma'amad sinu b'beis ha'knesses. So the question is very nice. Rabbi Yosef Aglili quoted the pasuk "Makelus Baruch Elokim." Makelus means "Kefi Ribui Hakol." So, what does Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk? Doesn't it really have the connotation that Rabbi Yosef Aglili pointed out? Frag the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, how could Rabbi Yosef Aglili might avidle? What does he do with that pasuk? Frag the Gemara. No, that pasuk tells you a different thing. The Kid of Tanya. That pasuk tells you Hayor Meirai Memarash Afilu Ubim Shebeim on Amashiv Alayam. When Kriyas Yamsuf occurred, so it says, even the pregnant women, the uber inside the mother's body also sang Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody said Shira. How do you see? But it says, Hashem, Makelus Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem in Mikoyso. The mocker is the Rechem. So the babies who weren't even born yet inside the mother's Rechem, they were also saying Shira. They were also saying Shira. So the Gemara says, Take. I need the pasuk to tell me that. Why does Rabbi Yosef Aglili say that it teaches me kifi roiv hakol? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a different word. Ve'idach, what does Rabbi Yosef Aglili do with Rabbi Meir's comment? Mimaka nafke. Rabbi Meir's comment is on the one Hashem mimikol yisod. But Rabbi Yosef Aglili is dealing from the word b'makelos. They're both correct. B'makelos baruch alakim, you should recite a bracha according to roiv hakol. Hashem mimikol yisod means that the baby's inside the mother's womb. Also said Shira Alayim. Yeah. Remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, so the Rebbe said, where's a mocker for the Chassidish Minig that you sing a Nigun without words? They'll sometimes say a Nigun without any words. So he said, the mocker's over here. The baby's inside the mother's rachem. It's Keneged Ho'erva. So they can't say Psukim Oz Yoshim Moshim and they can't say a Pasik Keneged Ho'erva. So they just sing a Nigun without any words. So that's a mocker. He's making fun of the Chassidim. Rabbi Gorelick used to always make. He was a real Litvishi yeshiva man. So the real mistagim, they always made fun of the chassidim. How do we pass on halacha lemaisa? Amar Rabbi halacha kerab Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva that echad asar v'echad asar ribo. It's the same nusach. You don't change the nusach. That we know. That we know. We don't change the nusach. Then Gemara tells a story. Ravina of Rav Chama Barbuzi, two Amoraim, iklu the Reish Galusa, they ate by the Reish Galusa. Come Rav Chama, become Mahad Rabbe Meir. He was trying to see if there were 100 guests who ate bread, and they're going to say the fancy Nusach HaBrocha, Yoshev HaKruvim, whatever you say by Meir. Amalei Ravina, let's Tzvichas, no, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Chamarav, Malach, Rabbi Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that once you have Asar, you say Baruch HaLakeinu, and that's it. That we know. Omer of the Kiachlinan, Rifta, Bei Reish Galusim, when we ate by the Reish Galusim, Marachin and Gimel Gimel. We used to bench, there were more than 10 people, they used to bench, three would bench Mezumin, and they didn't all answer to Asar. In fact, Markasha, it's against the din, with a Baruch Yud Yud. All right, you can't have one bench Mezumin in such a big crowd. They won't be able to hear. You have 1,000 people, let's say. But why don't they bench 10 at a time? The Gemara says, no, they were afraid to do that. Shomer Reish Galusa, the Ikbit. He's going to hear that. They're making private mezumins. So he's going to feel upset. So you don't want to hurt the feelings of the Reish Galusa. So I guess the Reish Galusa is going to bench mezumin. Basara. But and they're not going to hear him. The Gemara says, Venevke b'chus of Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa is going to bend, so why don't they all be yotze with his bracha? And for the Gemara, I did the afshi kuli alma lo shami. Since there's so much noise, there's such a big crowd, there's so much noise, a lot of the people are not going to hear. So you're not yotze mezumen? What good is it? One person benching mezumen, there are 1,000 people. They didn't have a loudspeaker, so the other people are not going to hear. Shad, if it's good by a loudspeaker, do you say shemeh koin on a loudspeaker? A big deal. So anyway, they didn't have a loudspeaker. So you can't, everyone will not be able to be yotze with the benching of the Reish Galusa. So that's why they made smaller groups. Why don't they make smaller groups of 10 each? And most of the Reish Galusa will feel insulted because it's going to make a noise. So they made smaller groups of 3. Amar Rabba Taisva'a is a different rabba, not the famous rabba, different person. Amar Rabba Taisva'a. Hani gimel dekrichi rifta v'hani hadodi. Three people ate bread together. V'kom chad menai uborich lidaite. One of them benches on his own. So then they're going to be mitzarif him to the mezimun, to the mezumun later. Ina nafke mezimun didei. Ina nafke mezimun ditu. The other two who benched mezumun, they were mitzarif to one already benched on his own. Ina nafke mezimun didei. They are yotze. There's a mitzvah bishle musa to bench mezumun. If you bench bechsamaz and yotze the bitzah. If you bench mezumun, it's more bishle musa. Either menatara, menderabana, machlokes harishanim. Where the mezumen is there, I said the rabban. So he says, the two who bench mezumen with the third one already benched, they're yaitse bishle musa and they're mitzvah. But he lay nafik bizimun the two. He already benched, so he's not yaitse. Even though he's mitzvah to the zimun was made after he finished benching. He's not yaitse. Why? Vishen zimun lamafrei. You can't accomplish mezumen after you already were yaitse. The birchas hamazon. What are you going to tell him to bench again? He has no head to the bench again. He already benched. That's a din and zimun amafrei. We had it before that the three talmidim are on the same level of learning in Yerushalayim. So they thought that there's no din and mezumah, they won't gain anything. So each one of them benched on his own, and then they asked the shayla later on. The rabbi said it was wrong, they should have benched mezumah. So they said, should we bench? Now he said, no. And zimun amafrei, you can't enhance the kiyum mitzvah once you were yoytze the mitzvah of zimun already. That's where Rav Chaim understood from that Gemara. Whenever there's a hidur mitzvah, whenever you're ready to finish fulfilling the mitzvah, can't be yotze in the mitzvah of the hidur. Let's say you have two esrogim. So I already shook the lulav with the esrog, that's kosher, but it's not so mehuradik. And then someone gives me a more mehuradik esrog. Do I gain anything by picking up the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovas with the new esrog? No, it was yotze ready the first time. You can't gain hidur mitzvah. In the mitzvah is when you mekayim the mitzvah, you should mekayim it bihidura. But after you're ready, we yotze in the mitzvah, shalom bihidura, then you don't gain anything by repeating it again.
He has to eat something, though.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He was neschayiv in Zimun. He was neschayiv in Zimun. And he didn't. And he benched without, so he violated the din. So the other took him in mitzar of him, even though he benched already. I don't think he has to eat again. Let's say there's a group of three, and they bench mezumah, and one of them doesn't want to bench now. He didn't finish eating. So one of them is mapsik in the middle of his meal, to answer mezumen, and then he continues to eat later, continues to eat bread, and then he continues to eat bread with another two. So if he continues to eat bread with another two people, then he can be mitzarif to another zimun. But if he doesn't eat bread later on, he really finished eating all the bread before and just eats the dessert afterwards, he has some fruit or ice cream or something like that, then he can't be mitzarif to another zimun. He already was mitzarif to the first zimun. He, the fellow benched Birchas HaMazon without a zimun the first time. Benched without. He was neschayiv in zimun because of a shlosha shalcha kachas, and he benched without a zimun. So he can't enhance the mitzvah by making it a mitzvah bishlei musa by having a zimun lemafreya after he already benched. He was already yotze the mitzvah shelo bishlei musa. So it's not going to help to do the mitzvah again, to be mekayim bishlei musa. Yeah, the others disagree with Rav Chaim. Rashi. There's a Rashi like that. And B'chorah is not like Rav Chaim. Okay? It's a problem. We mentioned before Chanukah, Rav Chaim got it from the Beis HaLevi, then Rav Avla has it. Three generations in a row, each one has the same Chiddush that each one insisted. That after you already fulfilled the mitzvah, shelo b'shlei musa, it's not going to help to repeat the mitzvah. You cannot enhance the mitzvah. Now they disagree. Let's see, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says that you said, Boruchas Hashem, Hamavaroch. You should always say Hamavaroch. Rafim Rapa Pikla de Beknishni, Dabba Guber, he visited a certain shul. Kom Kor B'Sifri, got an aliyah, and he said, Boruchas Hashem, and he didn't say, Boruchas Hashem, Hamavaroch. He didn't say the last word. So all the Balabatim screamed at this rabbi, Abshikuli Alma, Boruch Hashem Hamavayroch. He left out the last word. So Rava made a comment, what a moron. Pasya uchma, but how do you pluk the law of Malach? Why do you have to get involved in the machlokes? Rabbi Kiva says it's good enough without. Rabbi Shmuel says you've got to say Hamav Baruch. Rabbi Kiva also agrees if you say Hamav Baruch, it's okay. Rabbi Kiva thinks it's not necessary. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that it's more correct to say Hamav Baruch. So what do you have to get involved? Say Hamav Baruch. The Ode, number two, we pass like that. That's the Ode. Oh, no, Gamma, Rabbi Shmuel. Minigodlam is like Rabbi Shmuel. Minigodlam is Kabe and what the Psak Allah is. So that's what we do. We say Baruch Es Hashem, Hamav Baruch. Okay. Okay, let's see. The Mishnah continues with the Dinim Amazum. Shlosh Yishach Lachas Enim Hashem Lecholik. Chein Abba V'chein Chamisha. Because you're going to have one or two people going to be left out without a Mizum, and that's not proper. They went Eschaiba B'Zimun. It's not proper they should bench without the Zimun. If you have Shisha Nechlokim, Ad Asar, sorry, Nechlokim, Ad Esrim, fine. What if Shtech Abu Shoyochlis B'Bai Sechot? That was the shaila. Is this true binagetu? It's true binagetu asora by benching mizum. What about asora for davening? Can you recite the davish b'kedusha if you have five people in one room, five people in another room? Mikzashim roy meilu aseilu. What do you say? No, they all have to be in the same room. So the Gemara in Erevin has a long arichas that the 10 people have to be in one room. The Gemara in Pesachim like that, 10 people have to be in one room. The Gemara in the end of Pesachim has, if you have 10 people davening in the shul and someone's walking in the street and he is and say Kedusha, afilu mechitza shabbaz aleinu mafsekes bein sol avim shabbaz shamayim. The man in the street doesn't have a minion, but in the shul there is a minion, so he's allowed to answer the dovish b'kedusha. He doesn't have to be in the shul. You can answer outside, but you have to have a minion in one room. You have to have 10 people in one room. If you have 9 people inside the shul, 9 people in the street, then that would start from to a minion. So what if you have 9 in the street, 9 in the building? But the mikzasim roi meilu esedla. So by mizum, by benchin, mizum, and it's good. Then it start from to asor. But benchin is not really a davar shebikdusha. We had the gemara. You need asor because la barachala at kurishma dushmai bebotzim yasor. Namor didn't say that it's a Dovah Shebikdusha. It sounds like it's not a Dovah Shebikdusha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Chuvas HaRashba. He says he's not sure. Rashba is not sure whether 9 people in one room, 9 people in the other room, and the Roi Meilu say that they would start into a Sora for a Dovah Shebikdusha or not. So more correct is to be Machmer. You always have in the Beis HaOvel a lot of times like that. Why should the people think, why should everybody crowd into one room? So you have 9 people in one room, 9 people in another. You don't have 10 people in one room. So that's not right. Mishnah Berurah said that's not right. You should have 10 people. 10 people should crowd into one room. Then the others. Let's say the Beis Medrash is all packed. And people, instead of pushing into the Beis Medrash, they want to dive in the hallways. So Doruch HaShulchan writes, HaSalechik thought also like that. That's also a Tfilah B'Tzibur. You have 10 people davening together in the shul, and it's too crowded to push your way in, or they're really in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you don't want to walk in front of them. So if you're davening with them in another room, you're davening outside, but you're davening along with the 10 people in the shul. It's also called Tfilah B'Tzibur. Not necessary to be in the same room. But you have to have 10 people to begin, that it should be 10 people in one room, that it should be considered Tfilah B'Tzibur. Yeah, and wine they made a special takana that you say bar pian gofen. So the shaila is, what if you have wine that's very sharp? It doesn't really taste so good. In Bizman HaGemara, it was very common that they would do meziga. They would mix in a certain percentage of water into the wine that it should taste better. So what if you have yain chozek that you didn't do the meziga yet? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether you say the super brocha bar pian gofen or not. We had the Mishnah in the beginning of Ketzer Mevorchim. How does it say there? On Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph. It says, Al Piho Eitz, you should really say Bore Piho Eitz. The second line in the Mishnah, Lamed Hey, Amad Aleph. If you eat any fruit that grows on a tree, around a bush, we pass them like this hill, a bush is also a tree. Al Piho Eitz, you say Bore Piho Eitz, except for wine. In other words, the bracha really should have been, should have been Dino Kipri, so you really should have said Bar Pio Eitz, but it's an exception to the rule, so you say Bar Pio Gof. So that's the machlokes hatanaim now in the Mishnah. That exception to the rule has a super bracha, special bracha, bar piagof, and is that only if they did mezika, or even if you have real strong wine, maybe strong wine, they never made this super special bracha, elegant bracha, bar piagof. Maybe it's the regular old bracha, bar piagof. So that's the machlokes, Reb Leizer nechachamim. So the Reb Leizer holds, em bracha malayayin, special bracha, sheet and a tochamayim, you have to do mezika, the Reb Leizer. Chamam remem brachim. We paskin that you do. He said the special bracha, even though it doesn't taste so good. Let's see. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, "My kamashmalan tininu chadazim." That shlosh shoch l'kach hazein mashayim lecholik. That's included in the first Mishnah in the Perek. Shlosh shoch is chayom lezamin. No, we know that chayom lezamin. So what do you need to repeat are the same din? So Gemara, "How kamashmalan?" Three people initially decided to go and eat together, but they didn't start to eat yet, they didn't eat the kazais yet. Since their intention was to have three people eat together, they were going to have a mezuman. And then they changed their mind, said, that's not right. So the first Mishnah says, Shloshu Shachlo Kachas, if they actually ate together. This Mishnah says repeats the same Losh Shochel Kachas, means they plan to eat together. So it's not right to change your mind, because then you're going to be losing this Hidur Mitzvah. The Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa, the Mitzvah B'Hidur of benching B'Yachas HaMoz and B'Mezumun.
Somebody said, I have to leave, or something. Why don't you decide to eat?
Okay. If you got to leave, you got to leave. But you should try to avoid it. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, it's not right to leave, since they plan to eat in such a way that there's going to be a mezumah. So it's not really right to lose out. Huh? Okay. Chishuv lasas mitzvah. So you should do it. You shouldn't avoid it. So that's the first lashon nimar. Then where's the lishnachrin? Another version has it. What did Rabbah say in the name of Shmuel? So the first version has, they shouldn't change their mind. Nishnachinam Rabbah Bar Mishmuel. The second version was, Hachi Katani. This is what it means. Shlosh Shiosh Velechol Kachas, Hapishkalech Vechadachal Mikikroi, in Rashom Lecholik. The first Mishnah says, Shlosh Shachol Kachas. Maybe Kachas means they all shoot them together. They all bought the sandwiches together, so they're all eating mamish together. What did three students, each one has his own lunch, and they're all eating in the cafeteria. And they're eating on one of the lounges over here, and each one is eating from his own sandwich. They have nothing to do with it. They're friendly, but the food is not shared in common. So from the first Mishnah, one might have mistakenly thought that that's not called Shlosh Shochan Kachas. He's eating from his own loaf of bread. And still the Mishnah repeats it to imply that even though Afal Pishkalech Erechon Mikikroi, it's also called Kachas. And Hashem Lechol. Inami, or perhaps the repetition of the Mishnah is repeated, so must be adding something. So the first suggestion was Hazmana Milsi. Okay, the first suggestion was if they plan to eat together, they shouldn't change their mind. Second suggestion was even though they're not sharing the food together. He's eating a fleshik sandwich, he's eating a milchik sandwich, he's eating a parva, each one is eating something else. He's eating matzah, he's eating bread, he's eating fish, he's eating meat, everybody's eating something else. The third suggestion is Inami, second line from the bottom, Inami, maybe the repetition of this line in the Mishnah comes to tell me the following, then Kiho Dam Ravuna, Dam Ravuna Gim Mashash from Migim Bachabur, saying Mashayim Lechale. What does it mean? There was a group of people who ate together. Let's say five people ate together bread. Another group, five people ate together. And then Nechves, they benched the five people, the four out of the five benched Mezumen, and the fifth guy wasn't there when they benched Mezumen. They weren't supposed to bench without him, but they did. In three groups like that, there were five people, and they all ate together, and they were all in the Schaiba Bezimun. And one of them wasn't there at the time, one of them went back to buy some more in the cafeteria. And then the four who benched Mezumah left, and the four left, and four left, he left. One guy. Each one was Neschai ben Zimun with his group, but they weren't there at the time that they benched Mezumah. So that's what Rav Huna says, Gimel Shebomi, Gimel Chaburis. They didn't really eat together. They ate together with a group of people, and they were Nischaiba Bezima, but they never bench Mezumin. And Rashaim Lecholik, and now you're left with one from this group, one from that group, one from that group. Now they have to bench Mezumin. Each group had three people. What does Rashi write? Kinim Messiah Rav Chizda Shabbat Megimel Chamur Shigimel Bnei Yodim each group Bchol Chabura Veneschayvu Eilu Bezimun VeOmar Echad Mikol Chabura VeNitztafu Shlosha LaChabura Achas. One from each group left. Okay, they walked away. One guy from each of the three groups walked away, and the others bench Mezumen, and these three didn't bench Mezumen. Chayavim lezamein ve'en mashorim lecholik shvahukvu fil lochel shloshim mishen itztarfu yachad. When they joined together, they didn't eat anything together. It's not really shlosha. These shlosha are not ochlu kachas. It was gimel chaburis. Each chabura, five people ate together. Four or five people ate together, and these three when itztarfu yachad afterwards. Shvahuk afil loy ochlu elah shloshim mishen itztarfu yachad. They already finished eating. They're not going to eat some more. They were in Eschaibu and Zimun, and they didn't bench Mezumen. So we say, if they meet up with each other now, they're in the same room, same cafeteria. So they're mechuyif to bench Mezumen now. It's a chidush. Yeah, but part of the story that I said is not correct. I described it, that there was three groups of five, and four bench mezumen, four bench mezumen. So Rava said, that's not right. Amar Rava, that part of the description is not correct. It's only true what happened over here. The la'agdimu hanach, their group, v'azmen alai b'duchtav, v'azmen alai b'duchtav parach zimim minay. What happened over here? What does Rashi say? Chabura shepir she'el mehem. There was a group of five, a group of five, a group of five. So they, each group of five, the lo agdimu hana chabur shet pirshu elam mehem, the azmen alai dahani kigonim hoyu arba b'kol chabur, menisha b'chol lachas kidei zimun. They mean, there were three groups of four each, okay. I gave a marsha three groups of five, Raj is giving three groups of four, five. So one of each group walked away, and the three are carrying on a conversation together. Now, the three left over here, Menisha b'chalachas k'dei zimun, and they're left behind a group of three, group of three. Aparshim halalu ha'itzichim lotzis l'ashukah, and m'shigom ha'chaburis ha'sudosim. They had to go out for some purpose or another. So then the three can bench mezumen, provided that the three individuals that joined together can bench mezumen, provided that what? That the three that they left behind didn't bench mezumen. Aval azman alayu dahani kigon shenistarfa elu imohem lezimun kidyamin liel karm loy mezamim alav uber chachaburis veelu lo hayu sham elo kidei nevorech baruch shahan mshaloi v'achshev heboim levorech. If each group bench mezumen, and these three already answered the mezumen of their group, but they didn't bench, but they just had to wait till the end of Hazanus HaKol. That was Machlekes, where they have to wait till the end of Hazanus HaKol, just in the end of Baruch Shacham Shalav Tu V'chayiru. So we pass until the end of Hazanus HaKol. But if they already answered, the three who joined together, already answered the Mezumen, then they were Yotze Mezumen already. V'achshav ha'em bo'em l'varach lo'y mezamni. They can't bench Mezumen now. Why? The parach menayu choy v'azimun v'su lo'odar alayu. Since they were Yotze Mezumen, with their group, so they can't join again. They can't join again to make another Mezumen.
That's a different case.
Huh? That's a different case. If they answer, yeah. If the group that they left behind bench Mezumen without them, they weren't there, so they never answered Mezumen. But if they answered the Mezumen, that's what Rashi said, if they answered Mezumen, then they cannot join together to bench Mezumen again. So the Gemara gives a mashal, Amar Rav, min amin lahi, has a Mishnah Kalim. What does a Mishnah Kalim say? Mita shenigna v'chetzia. What's going on over here? There's a pasuk in Chumash that when a kli, there are four things in the whole wide world that are mekabel tumah, four categories. Adam and kelim, ochel and mamashkim. So kelim are mekabel tumah, and then you can be tovelin in the mikveh, okay? Except for kli cheres. Kli cheres doesn't have any tefillah in mikveh. So what do you do if a kli cheres becomes tummy? So it says yishaver. When you break it, so shibri kelim are not only not mekabel tumah, they can't retain tumah even. The tumah that it had before you broke it disappears, vanishes into thin air. When is it called shviras hakli? When it's no longer useful. Sometimes you have a kli shel prokim. You have a kli that's made up of different pieces. And you know, let's say an automobile, a television, made up of different pieces. But you have to be an uman, you have to be an expert to know how to attach the pieces together, that the automobile should work and that the television should work. But sometimes you have a sofa, a convertible sofa that they advertise that even a six-year-old child can do it. Sometimes you have a kli shel prokin, that ahed yit yochel achazira, even a layman. You don't have to go to special school in order to know how to put the kli together. So if you take a kli apart, and it's a kli shel prokim that a head yet yochel achzir, that's not called shviras hakli. Then the tumah doesn't disappear. It retains the din of a kli even after you took it apart. So what does the Mishnah say here? The Chumash only talks about shviras hakelim by kli cheres, which has no tara b'mikveh. But the din of shviras hakelim applies to all the other kelim also. Why should you smash the kli? If it's a kli, any other kli, a wooden kli, or a metal kli, any other kli other than kli cheres, has tefillah b'mikveh, so it doesn't pay to smash it. The Mishnah tells a story, and Mar tells a story, that this Yanai Malka, so Shlom Tzira Malka, she once was going to have a royal banquet. And all the kelim became tomei tumas meis. And when Kayla become Tabi Tumas Meis Kli Mateches, you have to have Hazos Lishishvi, and then you can be Tovelet in the Mikveh. Just like Adam needs Hazos Lishishvi, so all the Kalim, all the silverware became Tame. And she didn't want to serve on Tame Dikke Kalim, so she had them break every single fork and knife and spoon and then solder it back together again. So if you do Shviras Akli, it becomes Toha right away. So you save yourself, you don't have to wait, you don't have to do Azal Shalish Lishvi, and you don't have to be Tovel under the mikveh, 1, 2, 3. You have to be rich, though, to break all the kelim and then to solder them back together, to the Kli Matecha, silver kelim, a golden kelim, to solder it back together again, it should look good. You have to be a millionaire to be able to do that. So she did that in order to serve her royal banquet on the fancy forks and knives. The banquet was scheduled for that night, and everything became Tami Tumas Meis. You would have to wait Azal Shlishi Shvi and then be Tovel and Mikveh. She didn't want to wait. So Rabbanim were not happy about that, because not everybody can do that. Most people cannot afford that. So they made Gzera the Rabbanim of Tumi Yishana, that if you have the Meisr Shoya happen with the metal kelim. So they made Gzera the Rabbanim that if you have a metal kli, and you broke it and you soldered it back together again, so the tumah comes back again. On the level of Daraisa, there ain't no such thing. Tumah doesn't come back again. That's called tumah yishona. Tumah comes back again. So what's the story here in this Mishnah? Mita shenigna v'chetzia. Someone stole half the bed. O she'ob d'chetzia. O she'chalku ha'achim. O ha'shutfim. So they divided it in half, and that's it. They're going to leave it like that, half. So Torah. So that's called like a Shviras Akli. What does Rashi write? Bokesh emita minot, because it's not useful the way it is. What does Rashi say again? Bokesh emita minot v'shem tumah. The af agav dehoder hadrua, someone stole the half of the mita. So it just became Torah. I later on the Ganeth gave it back. The Mishnah says there, when half of it is stolen, or half of it is cut in half, broken in half, is Torah. That's called Shviras Hakli. Hechzirua mikabel is tumah mikabel haba. It's only mikabel tumah mikabel haba. Mikabel haba ein lamafrei aloi. You don't say it's a gloy milson of afreid that it never was a shvirus akli. What does Rashi write? Nachamon. Bokashem mita mino doesn't have a shame kli anymore because it's a kli shavur. Vishem tuma. Afagav the hada hadru, even though the ganovim returned the heft that they stole, varehi mito back again, useful. The hadru tumaso. There is a din of Tumah Yishana. They only introduced the din of Tumah Yishana by Kli Matechas, because the Maisa Shahaya, by Shlom Tzion Amalka, by Yanei Malka, so it was only by Kli Cheres. Here, I guess the Mita is not a Kli Cheres. Only by Kli Matechas. The Mita is not a Kli Matechas, probably made from wood. So they didn't introduce Tumah Yishana there. Valgab the Hadr Hadrua, they gone off and returned the half of the Mita. Vare, Mita back again, functional. The Hadru Tumasa doesn't come back. Ochanami over here by Benjamin Zumakin the Pakashem Shloshaminayu Bihi Pardom. What happened over here? The one fellow went away. They had four people, they had three groups of four each. Kim the Pakashem Shloshaminayu, and one was Nifrat from each of the groups of four, Bihi Pardom. When the one left, he's no longer part of the Shloisha. Shem Zimun, Ayideh Shizimna Ushayim Aleim, Avagav the Hadri Lechlal Shem Shloisha, the Hadri Lechlal Zimun. Avakiloy Azmin, but if they didn't answer Mizuman with their group of three, La Pakachav Zima Mehem, Af, what's the gear say here? Af Lifnei Pirei Dosam, what happened over here? What is he? Oh my Rabbi, mina mina lo. Rabbi is going to prove that what? How did he get this? Rabbi says if the one person from each group ends in mizumin, then parach zimun mina. Then they were yotze mizumin, so they can't bench mizumin again. But if they didn't answer mizumin, then they can be mitztaref now. Even though they didn't eat together. But now, mina lo, this not was going to prove both parts. This nan, he gives a mashal. Mito shenignava chetzio shenev of the chetzio chalkua achem shutzim tahoira. That's shviris akli. And then if hechzirua, and then they bring it back, the ganavim bring it back. Mekabel v'stumim v'kanal habam v'kanal hamel namafrei aloi. It's roi lekabel tumim v'kanal habam. It doesn't have that gzera the rabbanat by Tumi Yishana, that's only by Kli Matechas. Here it's a wooden Kli. Fine. So therefore, what do you see? Alma, what do you see? What can you infer? What's the klal? Kim in the Palgua. Once they divide the bed in half, Parchla Tuma Mino, it doesn't have a shame Kli, Shvirus HaKli. Hanami Kiv in the Azman Alayu, Parch Zimu Minayu. What has one got to do with the other? How is that a mashal? Shvirus HaKli is Metahir, but what does it have to do, Shvirus HaKli? Because you don't have shloisha, Rashi says. When one leaves the group, given the azman alai, parach zimu minai, if you answer mizumin, you can't answer it a second time. That I understand. I don't understand why this is a mashal. Mashal is supposed to explain the nimshon better. So I understand the din without the mashal. I don't understand what the mashal is. What does Tosfos say? Chalkua achim mashutim toi retema. There's a Mishnah that says that if you have the convertible sofa that the 6-year-old child, it's so simple, it's so elementary. So it says it's makabel tuma even if it's the pieces are not attached together. So all of a sudden here there's a Mishnah that says that when you take the mita apart, there's no longer makabel tuma. So Tosfos says it depends. If it's a head yet yochalach zero, if a 6-year-old child can put it back together again, then it's not called shvirus agli. But if you need an uman lach zero, v'li nira the hasam irish yochalach zero kasher batchila ulasakno shakraim bien v'head yet yochalach zero. If a layman can put it back together, then it's not called shvirus agli. And here the Mishnah says mita shenigna v'chetzia. I mean they cut it in half. It's you need an uman to screw it back together. Attach it back together. So then it's called Shvirus HaKli. And when you reattach it, it's Mikan al-Abba, it has a Shem Kli. But the whole time not. Okay, that's easy enough. That's a Mishnah, I think. depends what head yet yachal on zira is a mishnah. Tim tam amayla parach ha'ocha mikol klisha nishba v'tohar alma kibin de palgua parach lo tuma. Any kli that becomes nishbar is tohar. So therefore that should be a mashal for what? Amayla parach ha'ocha v'ayinta yes kakasha mikol klisha nishbar v'tohar. So what does that prove? Alma kibin de palgua parach lo tuma. I'm not sure what the kasha was. When they say Belinir with the shiny horse, Mishena Roy Odli hits Taref Akli Yachad, or the Kabbal Tumah, Fila Mikanal Habov, La Habi Dumin Dishlosh Midor, and Habarui Mardit Taref Lazima. I don't understand what the kasha was in the first place. There's a pasuk homish that when you break a Kli, it's Tohar. I don't understand what Rabbi's Mashal was, and I don't understand this whole discussion. Don't know. Don't know. Let's see. What does the Mishnah say? If you have Shtei Chabur Shayochim Baisech B'vansim Mitzasim Roy Melo Zeilu Arayim Mitzar from Lizimah. The Mishnah says they're only Mitzar from Yachad. They're benching. They're eating in two different rooms in a restaurant. They have dividers. So here they have a group, and here they have a group. Between the both of them, they have 10 people eating together. So the Mishnah says if Mitzasim Roy Melo Zeilu, then they're Mitzar. So the Gemara adds on. Even if it's not mitzvah, some roi meila said tana. We have a brisa. Yeshamish benem, shamish mitzarfim. They have the same waiter who's serving up both on both groups. So they're also mitzarfim yach. Okay, easy enough. What's the machlokes? This special super bracha bar piagofen, was it instituted only if the wine is mazuk? That's the normal way they drank it. Or even if the wine is not mazuk. That's in recent years, that's a big machlokes, whether you say on grape juice, whether you say bar piagofen on that. What's so super duper about the didn't ferment? Just plain grape juice maybe should be the same as orange juice, same as apple cider. Maybe it should be bar pihoitz. Maybe it only has a special super bracha bar piagofen if it fermented. So that was the big machlokes.
That means they all have the same waiter?
It says if they have the same shamish, I mean how many of the group, how many have to have the same shamish that it should be mitzarif then? Probably some total of 10. Some if the same waiter is serving a sachakol of 10 people, even though he's not serving all the people there, he's not serving all the people here. But if you have one waiter who's serving some of the people there, some of the people there, and it adds up to 10 men together, then there's mitzarf them together, that they bench mezumah. Yeah. That's what the Bryce added on. The Mishnah only says, mitzarsim roi meilu aseilu. The Bryce added on, even if not roi meilu aseilu, but they have the same waiter. So now the Gemara quotes this, machlokes hatanoim. Yeah. The Gemara says, "Secha to the meshkel shalanovim." But Omer, the Gemara and Baba Basra quotes the memory. A person got stuck out of town for Shabbos, so he goes to the store, he buys a box of matzahs, kosher matzah. Okay, so what's he going to use for kiddush? So if he really gets stuck, we pass going to say kiddush over the chalas, over the matzahs. But if he can buy grapes, so more correct is go to the grocery and buy grapes and squeeze out the grapes and you have grape juice. Or so then you can say kiddush. Secha to the meshkel shalanovim. Mubodyom, Brahma all of Kiddush. You can't squeeze it out on Shabbos. You squeeze it out on Friday, you can say Kiddush. So that's beferish that you say bar piagof and you say Kiddush over the grape juice, even though it didn't ferment. So that's what some Rishonim and Achrayim say, many Achrayim say, that's only if it's grape juice that's in its original state, and if you let it sit, it'll ferment, it'll turn into wine. But if you treated it chemically, you cooked it, you added on chemicals to prevent it from fermenting, so that's when the machlokes comes in. If you have grape juice that can never turn into wine, is that still bar piagof? So Moshe Paskin, that it was. Okay. Tarabana, let's see, the Brisa says, they quote from Abshalom Zalman Auerbach that he wasn't so convinced that it should be bar piagofen. Then he says, even if it is bar piagofen, he's not so convinced that you say alagefen, all piagofen afterwards. Even if you do, he's not so convinced that if you drink it in the middle of a meal, it's garim bracha le'atzmo. If you drink anything else in the middle of a meal, it's covered with hamaitzi. Only if you drink wine in the middle of a meal, it's not covered with hamaitzi. He's not so sure about every step of the way, whether it has all the dinim of wine or not. They didn't know how to deal with this grape juice phenomenon. Let's see. Tana Rabbanan, Yai, Nachala, Nosan, Latocha, Maimem, Rachmel, Bar Piagov, and Allah, Bar Pihoitz. You say the bracha. That's how the Mishnah implies. The opening Mishnah, Perik, Ketzim, Avarchim, implies that on olive oil and on grape juice, the bracha should really be Barre Prihoitz. But we change the bracha by grape juice because it has such chashivas. Wine has such chashivas. And then the olive oil, the Gemara says, if you drink it the way it is, a bottle of olive oil, Azuke Mazikle. So it doesn't make sense to say bar pihoitz. Either azuke mazikle means you don't say bracha at all. You say bracha shakal nimadvar. But if you have olive oil and it's mixed in with something else, and the guy has a sore throat and he needs, then the olive oil is the ikka. It's not a tuffel. Then the Gemara says you attack and say bar pihoitz, because we paskin like a machlokes hablozer and Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that a mashkem ayotzman azeis manovim have the status of the pri, so they deserve mashkem ayotzim from olive oil and grape juice. That deserves bar pihoitz. So that's what the Brisa says. Achalon nosan l'tocha ma'im. If you didn't do mezige, ein v'vach malah bar piagof and other bar pihoitz. V'notlim mimenu layadayim. What is this? V'notlim mimenu layadayim. Let's see the Rashi. Ein v'vach malah bar piagof and v'fishah yeyenim chazik mil. Their wine was very strong. Then royal ishtia below my milk, achakati lo ishtani li mal yusa. You only say bar piagofen if the wine is ishtani mal yusa, it's gorgivaldi. But it doesn't lose its original bracha. Lozoz mechasa rishayna by rehu kanavim and mechasa bar piets. Original bracha should have been bar piets. What do you mean with not men la yadayim? The shame my malov. Nitilus yadayim for bread, maybe when you wake up in the morning also, until yadayim has to be dafker from mayim. You can't use, that's the shot, you can't use me peris. What? So Rashi says, the me peris be alma mikri. Kolzman, you didn't do mezige. You can still use it for netilus yadayim. Even though the bracha is bar prihoitz, if you drink it. But still, you're allowed to use it for netilus yadayim. But once nosan l'socha mayim, it's considered like May Paris is good. Rashi learns. Rashi gives May Paris is good for Natilus Yadayim. Then it has the super. It's a Shtani Lemal Yusa has the super bracha Bar Pihoitz, a Bar Piagofen, then Mirachmal Bar Piagofen, Venot Memenu La Yadayim, Dibe Reb Leizer. That's Reb Leizer in the Mishnah. Rashi Mishnasan Latochamayim, then Shem Yayin Allah of everything, then it's called Yayin and it has the super bracha. They know the Melah Bimayim. That's the first gears. That May Paris is good for Natilus Yadayim, but Yayin is not allowed for Natilus Yadayim. May Paris is good. Loshnach Hachigasinan, second gears has it. Achalon Datan Latochamayim. That gears is the same. They not men alay yadayim. You cannot use it for the tilis yadayim. You cannot use May Paris. You have to use the tilis yadayim dafka with water. May Paris is not acceptable. Mishanos on the socha mayim, and vachem ala bar priagofen, the not men alay yadayim, the rabbi is a fakarit. Since it has a shame, doesn't have a shame, May Paris has a shame, yayin, now has more hashivas, now you can use it for the tilis yadayim. Wow. A machlek is the first lotion and the second lotion. A double machlek is, can you use May Paris or not? According to the first version of Rashi, May Paris may be used for Natilus Yadayim, but Yayin may not be used. And according to the second lotion, Yayin may be used and May Paris may not be used. Yeah, but we don't pass like our blazer anyway. How do you continue in the Brice of Achachamim Maimrim? We pass on like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim, Benkach, Benkach, Mavach, Mala, Bar Piagofen. Even if you didn't do the Mezika, we pass on, you say Bar Piagofen. Beinotlim Heimenu, La Yodayim. You cannot use it, Benkach, Benkach. You can. So what's the Girsit? Beinotlim, you cannot use it, because it has a din of Yayim both ways. That's according to the first Girsit that Rashi had. That's according to the first Girsit. According to the second Girsit, that Yayin is acceptable, May Paris is not acceptable for until the Siyadayim. But Yayin is acceptable. So it should say Vachachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim disagree. Ben Kachabim Vachon Bar Piagofen, Vinotel Men Alayidam. Should say both of them should be good, no? Both of them should be good. Let's see, what does Rashi say? We did already the first half of the Rashi. Vachachamim Maimrim, Ben Kachabim Vachon Bar Piagofen, Vinotel Men Alayidam. He cannot use it. He cannot use it. Why? Because either case is considered Yayin. A yayin is no good. Tamayu de Rabbanon, why may you not use it? Tamayu de Rabbanon, the machlekes, but they say bar piagofen if you didn't do maziga. That's a machlekes. Do you need ishtani lemal yusa? It has to be that they already did the maziga also. Or you don't need the maziga. It's already ishtani lemal yusa. You made grape juice out of it. You squeezed it out. It's a vanish tani lemal yusa, and it already requires the fancy of bracha. So that machlag is me no. Rashi is saying v'tamayr the rabbanon on the second issue. Why do they say benkach benkach? Ain't not men alayidaim. So tamayr rabbanon shum hepsed echlem. That's why, because of baltashchis. That's not right. You want to wash your hands. You don't wash your hands with an oichel. You don't wash your hands with something that's roi lachin.
Washing for eating.
For eating bread,
it's
going to be more. It goes sticky. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. What are you going to accomplish? That is a taina. So what does Rashi say? But Tamayu the Rabbana, why they say you cannot use it for Netilas Adam? Because of Baltashchis. Mishum Hepsed Oichon. Kapan Sasi Bahar. Baalochas Gedolos. Eitzel Kiddush Mavdo. He checked in the Girsois of the Tosefta, and there it says, Faket, Benkoch, Benkach. You may use it. That was Rashi's second shot. Loshanachi, Hochi Garsinon. What did Rashi say the second shot? That everything was Faket. Rav Leza holds it does not have a shame yayin till you do mezige. So you only say bar piagofen after mezige, and then once it's yayin, ain't not a man alay yadayim. What was again the second loshen ache hachi gasina yayin atchalan doesn't tell yayin mayim vach malo bar piheitz ain't not a man alay yadayim. You're not allowed to use meiteris. You should also understand Hamayim. Then it is good. Then Yayin is good for Netilas Yadayim. And the Chachamim hold Benkach Benkach. It is good for Netilas Yadayim. Not Benkach Benkach. It's not good. Said Rashi says he saw that Girsa in the Bahag. Benkach Benkach. You're not allowed to use it for Netilas Yadayim because of Baltashchis. Because Hepsed Oichlim. But he says the real correct Girsa and the more correct Girsa is Benkach Benkach. That you may use it for Netilas Yadayim. You say it doesn't make sense. How can you use it? The Gemara says one of the reasons for Netilas Yadayim, Mishum Nikiyas. The two reasons. Mishum Srach Tumah and Mishum Nikiyas. Yes, how is it going to be Nikiyas? His fingers are going to be sticky. Anyway, so Rashi has the two gifts. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here, we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's a normal day. Anything happening tomorrow? Don't remember already? Tuesday. Tomorrow's a normal day. For a change. Okay. Ooh.